systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, December 28th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys.
Stop that.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much for being with us. Episode number 290. 10 more episodes and we'll be at that number 300 spot.
Episode 290.
All podcasters, when they start out podcasting, they dream of one day getting to that 300th episode. It is becoming a reality for us. We are doing it. Doing it to it.
We're in it to win it, dude.
That's right. And
this is pretty amazing. Like, I got with you guys at like 150.
Burger says, how much does it cost for a stripper pole? I don't know, but that would be a great gift to find at thejamhole.com/pobox.
Not much, but you actually have to rivet it into the ceiling and
I will rivet it into whatever the fuck. I don't care. I will hold it while you dance around it if I have to.
If you let me fall, I will kill you.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us on Monday Night Show. If you are watching these at thejamhole.com/live/feedback, you can type shit and we'll read it. Or you can always give us a call, 406-204-4687. Would someone in Danny's chat room tell the dumb shit in there who's wondering, where's the audio? Where are the audios at? Because it's not in there, I'll tell you what.
I'll go ahead and post that link in the chat so you guys can just handle that. Oh, my God. Because I'm not really on it
We
tonight,
can't
obviously.
Hear you. Thank you.
There's the link to my chat room, guys.
Jesus
please handle
Christ.
That.
Jesus
Redirect
Christ.
Them, please.
I can't hear you.
I don't get it. I didn't read the chat topic. I don't understand. Oh, it says right there, jamhole.com/live for audio, but I just don't get it.
I don't understand what a topic is.
I don't
but
understand.
I'll tell you that you're sexy.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear you. I just need to see those titties. It's the only reason I'm doing this show still is just to see titties. Fuck. You know how much titties I've seen since I've been doing this? Fuck, dude. If I got paid in titties that I could use as money, I would be a rich man.
When did this pickup line ever work? You sexy. When did that ever work?
In dude? High school, actually, back in 98. It worked once.
Love child
she was,
taking it
she,
over.
Granted, she was passed out and drunk, but I rolled up to her. I was like, you sexy. Just keep snoring if you want to fuck. And she was like, thank you. Boom.
No. MDS says, write thejamhole.com/live on your tits with a Sharpie. That's a
that's
good
a
idea.
Good idea. That's like a fucking billboard that pays for
but
itself right there.
That's a bitch to scrub off. And those are my tittets.
Did you ever have friends that did that, like back in the day when, you know, you'd always have these parties and the girls would fall asleep and the guys would maybe take advantage of him and it didn't seem like a big deal at the time and then the next morning bitches are hollering rape and shit and you're like, fuck, dude.
No, they never
what
hollered
did
rape.
Do?
They're like, oh man, you remember that? Were you there? Did I fuck that guy?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes. No. Oh, fuck. So, Christmas is over. Thank God. I was up kind of late last night typing out a little fucking
essay.
Essay. A short essay, if you will, on what I think about that thing. So,
I didn't get through the whole thing. I was reading it this morning.
I didn't either.
I got like
honestly,
two paragraphs.
I didn't
left.
Either.
Did you just like fucking type random words?
Pretty much. And I use, you know, noun, verb, adjective, noun in that order and just hope that
just,
it works.
Just hope that it made some kind of coherent sense.
I didn't get very many green squigglies, which is grammar, so I assume that the words went together properly, and I fixed all the red squigglies.
If not, Shazam would let you know,
oh,
I'm
fuck
sure.
Yeah. She's like the proofreader extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah. I can't
chick.
Misspell on Twitter anymore. Because I'm in fear of being scolded by
grammar,
Shazam.
Penis, and pussy are her strong points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was on Twitter earlier, and I was noticing that a couple people I follow were posting these things from formspring.me, and they were just ask random questions, and the people would answer. So I was like, Why the fuck not? The Jam Hole needs something like that. So if you go to thejamhole.com and scroll down, way down.
Which
on the
nobody
right,
ever does, but...
Right, but if you wanted to, you could scroll way down and you'd find a little box that says Ask Me Anything. Or if you look under Jam Hole Stuff, the top link there says Ask Me Anything. I'll take you to this page. You can ask questions either anonymously or not. So, and I should have known going into this what kind of questions we would get when...
You should know your fans by now.
Well,
okay.
Not even just our fans, but anything on the internet that someone can participate in anonymously, you're going to get dumb shit like this. Let's see. The first real question, why do you podcast? My answer, because it's awesome. The next question, nigger. My answer to that, sure, absolutely. Thank you for that. The third question, who has the prettiest dick, you or Danny? My reply was, if I had to pick, I'd say hers is a little prettier than mine, but only because I had surgery on mine and I still have a little hole in my dick. Like, not the pee hole, but another hole.
Y'all know my
hers
dick is pretty.
Hers only has the pee hole. Thank you for that, Anonymous.
It's like 9 inches of solid rock hard cock.
Fucking
no big
a.
deal.
Next question. Who
Shazam would love to hook up with me. You don't
oh, man.
Know.
She would plow that ass so hard.
Could make a video.
So hard. Speaking of plowing that ass so hard, the next question. Who has had more anal, Danny or you? My reply was, getting anal, probably Danny. But if you're probably. Talking about fucking chicks in the ass, then that's probably me. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
probably.
Come on.
I only got
who
to
fucks
fuck a few
chicks
dudes.
In the ass? This
I've only
guy.
Got a few dudes to fuck me in the ass before I had to, like,
it's the only way
stop.
I'll fuck anymore. I'm like... Pussy is so 2000 aughts, man. It's so the aughts. Dude,
I don't like that.
Fucking pussies is so the aughts. The new decade, the X.
So let's just
bring
Braden back and convince him that he's gay.
The X decade, it's all about fucking assholes.
I liked it in the butt, but I can't do it anymore,
so I'm
sorry. I like
putting it in the butt, and I am very sad that I can't.
Maybe if I got really, really drugged, it would be okay.
Maybe if I just wait till you're sleeping, like, you know.
No, I really like it, and I want to be able to do it, but it's just, last time I did it, I ended up having to have a fucking colonoscopy, so,
and
because I
we
had
don't
some
have,
kind of rupture in my goddamn colon.
We don't have health insurance anymore, so there will be no more anal fucking colonoscopies. So, next question, do you hate blacks? Wow, man, just putting it all out on the table here. I said, no, I love blacks, although I'm not too fond of niggers. Does that answer your question? You have to be able to make the differentiation between the
hey,
two.
There are white niggers, I'll tell you
I know,
what, dude.
I don't like them either.
I don't fucking like
I
them.
I love white people, I love black
I
people,
I love black
but
dudes, trust
Negroes,
me. They got some big
white,
dicks.
Black, Mexican, I don't care. I don't like you. Go
those
away.
Pretty sweet
I don't have
niggers.
Time for you. Next question. One person alive, dead, famous, not famous, you could interview on your podcast. Who would it be and what kind of questions would you ask that person? My reply, I would probably interview Jesus Christ and ask him what's up with this whole second coming thing. And the last question we have here. Love Child says, ha ha ha, I hate niggers too and I am black. See? Thank you. People hear that and they're like, oh my god, you're racist. Like, no, dude, you have to be able to separate the two. They're not the same thing. Maybe back in the 20s when we were all out picking cotton, it was the same thing. But nowadays, modern terminology, nay, it is not the same. So, thank you. I'm glad we have another black listener because I think we scared all the other ones away. So last question, have you ever experienced anal leakage? My reply, not yet. Unless you consider anal leakage poop that comes out when you're not ready for it to come out, then yes, I have, but just once.
But see, that was a shart, okay? You're like, I'm gonna fart, and then, oh god, poop.
It's something leaking out of your anus when you're not ready for it to come out. That's anal leakage to me. What would you consider anal leakage?
I would
because
consider
you have
anal
chlamydia
leakage
in your asshole.
And like you have severe diarrhea and like you're trying to pinch it off the entire time, but it just kind of squeaks its way out and just kind of leaks. And you're like, oh, my ass is wet. Hang on. And that's anal leakage.
So what's it from then? Semen?
Eating
getting
bad food.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Or being
well,
old
see,
and not being able to control your shit.
That's when I shit my pants. It was because I ate bad food. So it wasn't anal leakage, though. It was a fart that I thought was a fart, but it was not.
It was a shark.
But I wasn't ready for it to come out, and it leaked all over my pants.
I think anal leak
out
is basically when you get
anus.
Too old to control your fucking bowel movements.
See, so. I assumed anal leakage was like penis leakage when you have a STD and your dick is oozing nasty pus shit. That's what I thought, but from the asshole.
Or maybe like when you can't get the cum all the way out.
So I would like to welcome all the new people listening. The jam hole, anal leakage and niggers. All right. So
shit.
That is at formspring.me/thejamhole. That'll take you there, or you can go to thejamhole.com and scroll down. There's a widget in the side menu bar there and a link also. So yeah, definitely feel free to ask questions, and every now and then we'll go through them and answer them.
Hell yeah.
So moving on, you know how I was talking about the other day, my brother had dental surgery, oral surgery.
Yes, he did.
And he had like a bunch of, he had like, what, 5 teeth removed or something?
Yeah,
something
he
crazy.
Had 5. He had 3 wisdoms and 2 molars pulled.
Like 5 more teeth pulled, and he's ready to suck some dick.
Well, the 3 wisdom teeth, he actually had to have surgically removed. Like, they weren't all the way out, and he actually had that shit stitched up. Like,
yeah.
I've never
had. Because one of them was rotten and shit or something.
Right, like inside of his gums and stuff, and that's bad news bears. So you gotta get that shit taken care of. Like, me, I had one that had come down part of the way, but it was cracked and had a huge hole in it and was just
falling
apart.
Did you say it was his wisdom teeth? Because
yeah,
he also had a couple of those removed because they were growing in weird.
He had 3 wisdom teeth pulled and 2 molars, I guess, that were fucked up. I don't exactly know why they were fucked up. Because
he didn't really take care of them. And mom always told us, you know, brush your teeth. You only have one set and that's it. And once you're done with that, that's it. So this got me thinking about, oh, quite a while ago, I was having some pain in my teeth, like in my back molars and shit. And it hurt because, like, I'm a candy junkie. I eat the shit out of candy. And I'm the kind of person that I'll get stoned. And if I have a bag of candy, I won't stop eating it till it's all gone. So I'll, like, try and eat it fast so it's done, you know, that kind of thing. And
you are a very addictive person, you know that?
You have no idea, dude.
Like, holy crap.
Even when we first hooked up, I was like, I need to see you all the time for at least a couple months.
Yes, it was. Like, we were away
like
from each other and you're texting me. You're like, hey,
I know.
What are you doing? I miss you so much.
Send me
much.
A picture of those titties, damn it.
Like, you just drove
titties.
Away.
I'm addicted
what
to titties.
Problem?
I need titties. Fuck.
You don't need titties.
And Burger says, you ever thought of booting candy? No. And Love Child says, do your show has any sponsors? Not yet.
Well, I guess we could kind of consider Erato Toys as our sponsor.
Yeah, kind of. He sends us fuck toys and things for me to put my dick in,
and I do enjoy using those and talking about them. I'm still waiting on my purple rabbit for
on
Christmas.
On her Christmas present. Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Still
slacking.
Waiting on that, dude. My dildo's kind of baroque.
But what we're mainly waiting for, to answer your question, is our LLC to go through. And then, yes, we will be making a press kit with stats and all our shit. And then, yeah, we'll start getting sponsors. So if you know of anybody or you personally would like to sponsor us, email info@thegemhole.com. We'll talk. So, yeah, the whole dentist thing, it made me remember back when I had that problem. And then I hate the fucking dentist. Like, I used to, when I was younger, I used to never have cavities because I was really, my mom was really good about making me brush my teeth, like, in the morning and after school and shit. And then I just kind of kept that habit with me. But, you know, you eat so much candy and shit, eventually you're going to get cavities. So I had a couple cavities and I had them filled and shit. And then, you know, like, a few years went by and it's been a while since I've been back to the dentist. And probably, like, 2 or 3 months ago, my left side started hurting, but only when I would eat sugar, right?
Yeah, so it's a cavity.
So I was like, fuck. And then I found this mouthwash that says it has restorative properties. So, and I started using it, and it's expensive fucking shit, dude. It's like Act Restorative.
Burger
it's like,
has a good point. He says, I think my teeth are bad because of the drugs I did. And you've done a lot of drugs. Did you ever take coke on your finger and rub it on your teeth?
No, see, I didn't do that because I assumed that whatever was burning my nose when I snorted it would probably not be very healthy for my gums.
Well,
so
see, when I was doing
I didn't
coke,
do any
I had
of that.
That wisdom tooth in there that was decaying, and it hurt so bad that I would just fucking dip my finger in the bag and shove it back there so I couldn't feel it. And I think that did even more bad than I was thinking at the moment in time. But at least it was like a quick anesthetic for it.
Right. So I would just let it go. And then I found this mouthwash and it said it rebuilds enamel and helps strengthen, you know, soft spots in your teeth. And ever since I started using that, I haven't had that pain anymore. So I'm thinking either this is like the greatest breakthrough ever, or my tooth is totally dead now and I just don't feel it.
But no, you would know, because you would feel the root on the inside.
So is that possible then for a mouthwash to make your teeth grow back?
It's building your enamel back, basically. It's giving you the protective basis.
Then why do we ever go to dentists? Why don't we just all use ACT restorative mouthwash and be done?
Because some cavities are too deep in.
Well, right. I can see if it's like a gaping hole, it's not going to rebuild that.
Well, it doesn't even have to be a gaping hole. A cavity can start in the root of the tooth just out of nowhere. You know, it doesn't have, you don't have to be able to see it at all. It just happens. It's hereditary.
Well, that's weird then, because then maybe it did fix it and I'm all good. But this leads me to the other thing that is weird. And I don't know if you guys have this going on with you or not, but if I suck in like the top of my teeth, if I like, you know, suck internally, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so
you're
retarded. If I internally suck on my teeth, right?
On my dick.
To like
right?
try and. Fuck you. If I internally suckle the teeth to like feel like you're pulling them out, my gums will just start bleeding like crazy.
Have sensitive gums.
Is that what it is? I thought I was like sucking my teeth out or something. And it freaked me out the first time I did that, because I had like some candy stuck in there. So I like was trying to suck it out, and all of a sudden I'm spitting out blood, like a lot of it.
No,
and
that's normal.
I look
dude,
in
I
the
can
mirror
do that too.
Okay, so it is normal, because I've never
do it with my bottom front teeth, because
it's not gingivitis, because my gums are colored just fine. They're not discolored or anything. And like Berger says, I bleed when I brush my teeth. They don't bleed like that, only when I suck a bunch inside.
But if you take a toothpick and like pick out your teeth,
no,
they bleed?
Not at all. Not at all. Only when I suck. Because I think it's like pulling the teeth out. Like I can feel the suction pulling them out like that.
What
it
is
feels weird, so I don't do
to your
it.
Tooth, the edge of your gum that hits your tooth might not be completely flaccid with it, and you're just putting enough suction on there to pull blood through.
Well, that's good then.
I mean, like,
because I don't ever want to go back to a dentist ever again in my life.
I fucking hope to God that I can go back to a dentist.
Unless
and get my
it's
shit
to
fixed.
Get metal teeth. I want metal grills. Not shiny or nothing, just metal. Maybe a couple fangs.
I'm making
a transformation into a vampire.
Anyway, I've had two teeth pulled, and
Love Child says you have to change your toothbrush regularly. I do that. I have one of those electric ones. It's an Oral-B, and I just pop the head off and put a new one on. So I'm pretty good about doing that. Because
the last time I got a new toothbrush? Do you know?
I don't know. That's not my department.
I don't remember.
I have enough shit to deal with without having to remind you to change your fucking toothbrush.
No, but like ever since I started using that, my dentist gave me some like fluoride based toothpaste or whatever, and I use that at night before I go to bed, and I don't rinse my mouth out, and that's been building back the enamel on my teeth, and I can eat certain things without, you know, having a lot of pain like I used to. And I've had two teeth pulled already. I've had my top left wisdom tooth.
See, I've never had to lose teeth or anything. I was really lucky
I had 12 fillings in my mouth before I had to go get anything pulled. Like, I should have had shit pulled, had a root canal done. I should have had a bunch of stuff done. Like, I just have bad teeth, and it's hereditary. It gets passed down from your fucking parents and whatever to you. And we've always just had weak, bad teeth. So, I mean, I've got on the fucking right bottom side, there's
that's because you're
decay.
Always getting into fights while on fucking meth, probably, and you got knocked around
meth,
a couple
thank
times.
Thank you.
How many times have you been punched in the face?
I don't know.
More than once?
Yes.
All right.
But
then
that doesn't
I rest
do
my
anything.
Case. Oh, of course not. Taking a shot in the mouth with a fist, that wouldn't do nothing.
There
to
was
my teeth.
One
They're
time I went to the dentist after getting into a fight, okay, and it was at Cattleman's, and some chick fucking hit me. Right
she was a
mouth.
Lesbian, huh?
I have no idea.
It was Cattleman's?
She was, I don't know.
Was it Cattleman's?
Yes.
She was a dyke.
Probably.
No, I'm telling you, she was a dyke.
No,
I used
think
to
my friend went
and
hit on her boyfriend, and like she got pissed, and I stood up for the chick, and I got hit in the face. But anyway.
That will happen.
Because of my tongue ring and having a labrae, it's rubbed down my gum line on my front bottom teeth so bad that when she hit me, they fucking knocked loose and I could wiggle them.
That sucks. Because when I was
like,
a kid and
fuck?
I was having my baby teeth loose, like I was the kind of kid that would, if I had a scab or anything, I would pick at it and pick at it. And if I had a loose tooth, I would fuck with it until I pretty much yanked it out and shit. And then I'd be like, cha-ching, send this to the tooth fairy. All right.
But,
I'm
dude, these are my permanent teeth. And when they got knocked loose,
see,
I'm
never,
like, whoa, you know. And I went directly to the dentist because at the time I had insurance and shit. And I went and I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, well, how long has it been? And it had been like a week. He's like, you know, give it another couple days. If they don't tighten up, come back. And they tightened up on their own. So, I mean, I just got to watch out about getting punched in the front of my face. So
yeah. Would you do that, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
trying to keep some of it pretty still for dad. Okay. Just for daddy. Okay. Keep a little bit pretty. Okay.
But I've got a few that need root canals or basically pull it out and put a porcelain tooth there because that would be very nice.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's okay, though, since I brush them frequently and use the fluoride toothpaste.
I'm glad you're doing that now, because when we first got together, you were horrible at doing that. You're like, well, I'm going to bed now. I'm like, all right, so aren't you going to go brush your teeth and wash your face like a normal human being animal? No?
See, normally, okay, when I got with you, dude, I would drink and just pass out and go to bed.
That's healthy.
So, exactly, right? You know, you got beer in your mouth and shit, and it all stays
in. What I would like to do is just take a little meth and some coke and just, like, layer my teeth with it and then just close my mouth and then go to bed.
It was coke and sparks that just sat
in
my mouth
so
all night.
That's so fucking horrible, dude.
Yeah, I didn't think about it, really.
Damaged goods. You're lucky you don't have kids.
I am very lucky.
I know. I'm
kids.
Telling you, you're lucky you don't have kids.
They would be taken away by now anyway, so it
doesn't
really matter.
That, probably.
Right. And I would not be fighting to get them back.
Probably not.
Probably
be like,
not.
Wait, you'll just take them and I won't? Really?
Sweet deal.
They're
done
all yours,
done.
Dude.
Can I get some money off of this?
Yeah, right.
What's going on?
So we went and saw Sherlock Holmes in the theater with the whole family.
Your mom, your stepdad, your grandpa, your brother, his girlfriend, me.
Oh, man.
Some dude that was sitting with your brother and
Joel.
Girlfriend. Joel?
That's
okay.
Our friend Joel. He's a cool kid. He used to run
Heroic. I was
wondering
if that was just some random dude talking to us.
Down by Vans here, there's a place called Heroic Realms, and they sell magic cards and Warhammer figures, and they have computers. It's a geek shop, basically, right? So
right.
He used to run that place.
Yeah, it was weird because I was like, I wonder if they're so hard up for seats that he picked the one singled out seat.
Oh, no.
And just
he was
randomly talking to people.
He was with us. So what did you think of that?
I really liked it. I didn't read the comics or any books or anything.
Me
like
neither.
You guys.
The one thing I do remember from the early books and shit was the villain named Moriarty. And he wasn't really in this one, but then...
He was the lead guy, right?
It kind of alludes to we're going to make another one and Moriarty's going to be the main villain, right?
Right.
With the gun, the cool gun thing.
Yeah.
Willy Goat says, could you tell it was a Guy Ritchie movie by the style? Absolutely, you could.
It was very well done, though.
Yeah, it was. It was real grungy filming.
Yes, I love it.
A lot of, like, what I really liked about it was that Sherlock Holmes would be in a situation and he would, like, everything would slow down, and he'd go through his mind all the steps he had to take and where he had to do.
Slow-mo. He's like, all right, I need to hit him here like this. And
this
then here
that'll
like
do
that,
that and
then
that'll that. Cause this to happen, which will make me do this and that. And then he'd zoom back in
and
he'd do it real quick.
And then so cool.
Yeah, like I really enjoyed that. But yeah, it was definitely a cool movie. I never read the books or anything, but yeah, it was very...
Robert Downey Jr.
Sexy as
dude,
fuck.
Dude, the older you get, it seems like you just get hotter and hotter and hotter. And I don't care if he looks like a washed up alcoholic. He's still fucking hot.
He used to be. I'm
like, dude,
very...
you know, you look like you've been a bad
I'm
boy.
Very impressed at that man. He made a fucking amazing comeback. Usually when actors get in the dumps like that with alcohol and drugs and
shit,
they
don't come back.
Very few of them make a comeback and salvage what they have left of a career. He was fucking down in the fucking dumps, dude, and now he's back on top of things, which kind of makes me wonder, are you totally cool now, or are you just handling your drugs better, or what?
They're like, dude, you played Iron Man. We can't fucking get a replacement.
No, I'm saying before that, before Waking Life, before that, when he was... what, like mid-80s to early 90s, he was at the top, and then he just fucking down
fell
in the dumps,
charts.
Got arrested, had a lot of problems with the law, and then you didn't hear from him for like a couple years, and then he comes back in Waking Life, and then he makes a bunch of movies after that, and they
See,
were all really
good.
I don't
like him in his earlier movies. He wasn't as good looking. He's more defined, and his face is just more well structured.
Yeah, Doug says, did he break out the Iron Man armor? I kept waiting for them. Like, where the fuck is Iron Man? Oh, right, that hasn't come out yet.
There was a preview Damn for it. The second one, looks and that looked badass. The black dude, like, at the end of the first one, he's like, hey, let's do this. And
pretty
he's like,
fucking
right.
sexy, man.
You
I
see him in his armor and shit.
And that's another weird thing. Like, I was never into those comics at all. Like, the comics I was into
was
X-Men
into
and
bit.
Spider-Man, and that was about it. But the Iron Man movie was badass.
I was
thought,
well-versed in comic books. So.
Yeah, see, I was more into baseball cards than comic books, but I knew a few comics because we used to, when we owned the baseball card shops, we also sold comic books. But
I didn't read, like, every one every
yeah,
time
I was
came
not,
out. I
yeah.
wasn't that big. I'd be like, all right, I'll skip a few weeks and then fucking get the new one or whatever and catch up.
Yeah,
but,
and another thing that really impressed me with this movie is that they told a story in under 2 hours. And it ended. Like, it actually had an
it
ending.
Ended.
Take note, Hollywood. Fuck. I'm so...
District 9, not
We
happy.
Mentioned this before that fucking... There's been a rash of these movies that are, like, over 2 hours long, and you still can't come up with a fucking ending. Like, wow, dude. If you can't get your story out, then maybe you should turn it into a... HBO TV
like,
series or some shit.
I understand that maybe
shit.
They're thinking, you know, let's make it longer so they get their money's worth, but... Sure, when you buy the DVD
That's
and you're
not
watching
it
at
though.
Home.
I don't think, if anything, the longer you make a movie, the more money you're spending on it, especially whatever CG needs to be rendered for that extra hour or half hour or whatever. You're losing money. What it comes down to is that the writers are lost. They're like, all right, we've made this so ridiculous and we've made you suspend your belief so much. We have no idea how to end it. We can make him wake up and be like, oh, it was just a dream and cop out that way. Or
we'll
be like,
stories,
to be continued. And that's like, what do you do?
There's some stories that honestly can't be told in a 2 hour setting. Like think about
right,
like
Schindler's
the
List and Titanic. Okay. But not fucking District 9, really?
That kind of pissed me off.
Fucking Avatar, you could have easily made that. You're lucky the 3D was blowing my acid-riddled
right.
mind so fucking much.
Doug, you're very right. Every movie should be in 3D. And we should have comfortable fucking fitted glasses for
And
it
you
too.
Should take away the first two fucking rows in the theater. I know you're greedy, movie theater, and you want to make money.
But that's not good for us.
You can't sit and enjoy a movie when you're constantly having to pan back and forth to see
to get
the whole thing.
Screen.
That was so fucking stupid. Why do you have seats up there?
We
oh,
could have
well,
counted
because
the pixels.
We have 20 more seats that we packed in there. That's 20 more people. That's cash money, sucka. Well, guess what? Everything in life isn't always about making money, you greedy fucks.
Willy Goat says,
read
Titanic,
my show notes.
Titanic could have been told in 5 minutes. Boat hits iceberg. Roll credits.
Intro, we built the unsinkable boat. Act one, we're all out on the boat. Is there enough life boats? No, because it's unsinkable. Act two, oh, look, we hit an iceberg. The boat's sinking. Act three,
shit.
Everyone's dying except for those who got in the lifeboats. The end. You can have that one, James Cameron. Free charge, okay?
And why don't they serve, like, alcohol in a movie theater?
Because
Is
could you
like...
imagine a packed movie theater full of drunks? Nah, dude. Yeah. People can barely shut the fuck up as it is. You get them liquored up, forget about it. And actually, they do in Alaska. I remember Josh from Big Mouth Podcast was mentioning this. That they have one movie theater that you can eat food and have alcohol in there.
Huh. Well, I know you can do that like with drive-ins and shit here.
Well,
and,
yeah, but then you got to watch.
Adult movie theaters in Florida where Pee Wee Herman got caught, you can buy alcohol there.
That's why you
that
can't
got,
have alcohol
that
there.
That got tore down, though.
Makes your yeah. pants come off all of a sudden, all weird like.
But when we went to go see Avatar, there was a preview I saw, How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, that looked kind of cool
that
for
so
a
cool.
Disney movie.
Was it Disney?
I'm pretty sure it was Pixar or Disney. How to make a
How to Train Your Dragon. Like
yeah,
the kid
it looked
kind of
cool.
Dragon Slayer catches one.
There's a lot
cool.
of cool 3D movies that look like they're coming out, and
yeah
just get rid
3D.
Of the front two fucking rows and have one extra showing because
well,
that
how
is
How to
stupid.
Train Your Dragon is coming out in 3D in an IMAX theater.
Yeah, too bad we don't have an IMAX theater here.
Isn't
huh?
the closest one in like Missoula or something?
Honestly, I don't even know if there is an IMAX in Missoula. There might be.
I would love. I've never been to an IMAX theater. That would be so fucking cool. All in 3D.
And if you
and
go
IMAX.
See a 3D movie, don't recycle your glasses. You fucking paid for that shit. Keep them.
Yeah, fuck
I got
that,
mine
dude.
Right
I got
here
mine.
Still.
I got mine, yeah. Sucker.
I'll use them over and over again.
Fucking A.
Or I'll sell them on eBay. When I'm rich and famous from the jam hole notoriety, I'll be like, hey, remember when they told the story about seeing Avatar 20 years ago? These are the glasses he wore.
I got it. Oh
my God.
So did
Give
you
me
like,
money.
Did you like Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, I liked it. It was told well. It was short. It was a good story.
I like
story.
The dirty, grungy feeling it gave me.
The filming was done well. The what?
The dirty, grungy feeling it
yeah,
gave me.
Yeah, that's
it
a guy. Like, that's Guy Ritchie's kind of calling card, I guess.
It's like, I want to rape you and then take a shower.
I must say, he's got his life back together after Madonna wrecked it. Like,
he's
I'm glad
so
to see
good looking, dude.
He came out of that horrid Black Widow life-sucking divorce and made a good movie.
I remember seeing Iron Man with my mom, and I was like, God, he's so hot. She's like, Dana.
He was hot when I was your age, Danny.
She's like, he could be your father.
Yeah, he
and
may
like,
very
well
be your
father.
He's
a very good-looking dude. Maybe he ages
Fuck
like
yes.
wine or
Fuck
some shit.
Yes.
I don't know.
So then today I was hanging out and I started watching this TV series called Rome.
Oh, yeah, you called into work, didn't you?
I did.
You did?
The first time in a long time.
No, this is twice in 2 years that you've
in
called
into
work. In
2 years, two times I've called in sick.
You know what? You're
going
to get wrote up. Fuck it. You're fired.
No, yeah, right. Dude. That will never happen.
That's
and
your
it's
last
fine
morning.
Because when I don't go do my route, guess who has to do my route? The boss's
never,
son.
Yeah, the guy that never does anything.
You can work every now and then, buddy. Earn that salary,
I'm surprised
okay?
he didn't like call you and say, hey, can I get the truck?
No, he has a truck. That's fine. Yeah. And I was up way late. I was pooping my fucking brains out. I was
just
writing that
shit
fucking
or
essay. Huh?
You just like finally, your body finally decides, well, hey, I gotta poo.
It was all that food and something did not sit well with me. And I was like, every hour, I was like, oh God, here
well,
we go.
It's the
again.
Holidays, you know.
Yeah,
you fucking
yeah.
eat like a crazy
We gorge
person.
Ourselves, read the show notes.
Right. Like, I got a little sick, like, what was it, the day before yesterday or some shit. And I pooed
But yeah,
my
I was up
out.
To like 4 a.m. and I finally went to sleep and then my alarm went off and I went and took another dump and I was like, I'm not coming to work today. Have the other kid do my route. And he was like,
so
okay,
crazy.
That's fine. I'm like,
because
the
last
sure?
time that you called in, it was
when we first
we
met
first
and
met.
I was up all night fucking that ass. Fuck
when
yeah.
When you were trying to get in my pants.
Lord
basically.
Zenu says, did you eat Chinese? No, I did
no.
not.
Nope.
I know better than that.
He doesn't know what's in Chinese, so he doesn't eat that.
Yeah, so I was mostly slept most of the day. I did some site work. I built that Ask Anything thing and cleaned up the site a little more. And then I started watching this TV series called Rome.
Oh,
now,
yeah?
This is so great so far. I've only watched the first episode, but it's pretty good so far. Did you know that back in the Roman days when the soldiers fucked chicks, there was people in the room, like... Two
Jerking
people
off.
Had these big leaf things, and they were fanning them down while they're fucking and shit. I didn't know that.
I don't
like,
know if
that's
I could
so awesome.
Perform under pressure like that. I'd
oh,
like,
you're a Roman, though, dude. You're a bad motherfucker. You don't give a shit. You're like, yeah, and I'll fuck you next, bitch.
Yeah, I guess steroids weren't invented back then.
No,
so
not at all.
No.
But it was just so funny. They're like, this chick's riding this dude, and then it kind of pans out, and you see these two dudes... Or a chick and a dude fanning them, like,
yeah.
Hey, can you turn the AC on? Yes, my liege. And then the chick finishes getting fucked, and another servant comes and brings her a goblet of wine, I would imagine, because mm-hmm. that's all those fuckers did back then. Like,
right.
Man, they had that shit figured out. I want servants and shit
well,
to
that's
fan
why we
me
have
while
fans
I'm fucking.
Now.
I want... Three people standing here with big leaves fanning me while I'm doing a podcast. Because I sweat. Yes. I fucking sweat. And I'm okay with that.
Well, we have fans for that.
I want people, though.
No people. No people.
Why? How cool would that be if they're just like, you know they're getting hard watching you fuck, but they can't do nothing because you're a slave. Man, I would have made the most badass Roman ever. So, Josh from Big Mouse Podcast is on his way to Hawaii. I would like you all to know that if his plane crashes, that would be my bad. I hired a witch to curse his flight, just for shits and giggles, you know? Just for fun. Just for funsies. I didn't think it would really work. I mean, who saw that coming, right? Or am I right?
Yeah, right.
Fuck,
okay.
Dude. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I guess once a year they go to Hawaii or whatever. Like, once a year we go somewhere for our vacation, which this year we're coming down to Florida, I guess. You get our venue set up yet? Get our plane tickets set up yet? Get our living arrangements figured out yet? Because that's you.
I've got a pretty good idea about the whole
ordeal. I did New York. This is you.
I've got a pretty good idea about the whole ordeal. So, I mean, the venue's not going to want to set it up by almost a year in advance, you know?
Well, they need to.
Well, they're not going to tie down something that early. Or, you know, they're not going to want to do it a year in advance. So, I'm pretty sure that we're going to be able to have this place. It's where they do the Battle of the Bands down in Cape Coral. So, I mean, it's a pretty much a for sure thing.
So either way, it'll be a good time. Just look for that. If you go to thejamhole.com/forums and everything else, there's a post about the Florida live show. And all the info will be there. We'll make an event out of it on thejamhole.com/Facebook once we know more.
Whoever wants to learn how to really fish, contact me.
But when are we going? What is the month? In September? Okay, so if you guys are anywhere near...
You said you didn't want to go in August because that's the hottest month
of
the year.
Yeah, no, thank you. You can't take the snowbird down to Florida in the hottest fucking month. I'll melt. And then you know what? You'll be bringing back a puddle of Matt. And that is no fun. Trust me.
That's cool. I'll just put it in the freezer. Fun. It's fine. But yeah, September's good because that's snook season. And that's great for me because that's what I want to do. I want to go down there and fish and do the show. And that's about it. So...
Yeah, so, you know, if you guys are anywhere in the area, you want to make it down, we're going to do a live show down there and just hang out for the week like we did up in New York last vacation. So, thejamhole.com/forums is where we're all talking about for now. And, yeah, we'll let you guys know more once Danny sets it all up. Is that wise? Should I be letting her plan this, or should I just deal with it and take care of it? Because
I'm
the man.
Well, I've got some pretty good connections down there.
That's why I figured that, like, you would know this is your home base here. This is your HQ.
Well, the dude that I have down there, he's signed with a band and everything called Day Minus 7, and they, you know, pretty much have the go around with Cape Coral, and they have a place, a venue that they play at all the time where they do Battle of the Bands, and he's like, you know, I'm pretty positive we can get you in here as long as everything goes smooth over the next year, you know, like they don't drop out or fuck them over somehow, or I don't know, maybe they get shut down, but so it seems like we've got a pretty good spot to do it so far.
Yeah, well, it'll be good time either way. So since the year is coming, actually, Shazam, did you want to call in and we'll talk about some uncircumcised cocks or not yet? Because I was going to talk about here, these are the 50 things that changed our lives in the aughts. I really wish you guys would have talked to me first before you named it the aughts.
The aughts?
That sounds so stupid.
That's
man,
retarded.
I'm a child of the aughts. Oh, cool, because I'm a child of the 80s. I'm glad I was born in 1980 and not the aughts, you fucking
right.
Idiot. Like, yes, call, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
It's Shazam.
Oh, what's up,
hi,
lady?
Shazam.
Hello. Okay, so the topic tonight is uncircumcised penises. Is that it?
Apparently. Because you were saying something about they are clean and well-kept, and I had brought up the point that, nay, they are not. They are gross and smelly and
depends
full of
on the person.
Dick cheese. Well, obviously, if you're taking care of it. But most guys, I can't see them doing that.
Okay, well, why? Because they're just lazy?
Well, because they're dudes. Exactly.
Well, most men bathe more than once a week, unlike you.
I don't have to, though. Most guys are dirty and disgusting, unlike me.
Well, the ones I fuck generally aren't.
Well,
they
that's
bathe.
Good.
I actually kind of require them not to stink when we go out.
Well, and obviously, if I just met a chick and I know that maybe we're going to be getting close, of course I'll take a shower. But if I don't smell myself and I'm cool and we've been together for a while, then unless she makes the request formally in triplicate submitted to my email.
Like, hey, you have Fromunda cheese, get rid of that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll wipe with a paper towel every now and then, but... Fuck, dude, I'm trying to do my part to conserve water so you guys that live in California can use more.
Hey, I'm in Northern California. We've got plenty. It's Southern California that's okay, so, and you think it's because of Danny's ex-boyfriend and his uncircumcised cock that she doesn't like sucking yours.
Right, that was the theory, that she had a run-in with a nasty penis, and it got in her mouth, and it left a bad taste in her mouth, ha ha ha, and now she doesn't like sucking penis at all.
But that's not the reason.
Sure it is.
I think it's close to the reason is that you nag her all the time.
Oh, I just do that for fun, though. I'm not, like, seriously like, oh, please suck my cock, please. No,
if he never nagged about it, I'd probably never do it.
Thank you.
Honestly.
See?
See? If he never asked, I'd be like,
put that in your little sex column. Did you hear that?
But it is annoying.
That nagging is good for sex? Ew.
But, man, I want to put my penis in a vagina.
I don't know. I just don't really... It's not my go-to thing. I don't know. It's never really... I don't know. Just
well,
not a big
thing. Still young, dear, because I think when I was your age, I felt the same way you do. I was just like, whatever, I'll do it, maybe. Okay, oh, it's going to get them off. Great. But now, you know, you mature. And you forget caring what the guy thinks, and you just do it for yourself.
I'm not sucking his dick for myself. That's not for me.
See, the things may change. You never know, because I thought like you did when I was your age, too. Like, why would it... some guy who I don't come from blowjobs. Okay, then what's the point?
What? Then that guy's a... Then you found yourself a queer, honey.
No, there are guys who... I mean, they like the way it feels, but they just can't have the final pop shot.
Why?
Because they need a pussy.
Why? That's retarded.
Or a hand. I don't know. Everybody's slightly different, dear.
But not like that. That's retardedly different, dear. That's fucked up. Unless the girl's mouth is all weird and shit, maybe. But fuck, dude.
Oh my god, you are so judgmental.
Well, I'm just saying, like, let's examine the problem here.
People are different.
Well, I understand that, but a blowjob's a blowjob, dude. And unless you really suck at sucking a dick, then I'm coming. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
It's just
so
me.
You would want a guy to give you a blowjob.
If he sucks good dick, sure, why not?
He was thinking about letting Newsy do it.
Someone's got to suck this dick. I have a dick, and I need it sucked. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to find someone that will. That's all. Cheers.
And, okay, with the blowjobs and uncircumcised penises, it's actually kind of fun. You get to play with the skin, slide it up and down, stick your tongue in there.
No, it's not.
It's more to play with.
If you're cleaning it out first, but why would you want that taste in your mouth?
No, no.
Okay, you are insane. There's not like a bunch of... Okay, let's think about it this way. Let's take a pussy, for instance. It's a warm, moist environment, and stuff can build up. You know what you do? You wash.
Hopefully.
It's not that difficult. Yeah, that's all it is. You wash.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, if I was going down a guy's circumcised or not, and it was stinky... or I could see things that shouldn't be there, I would not do it. And I think that's good policy for everybody.
Yeah.
See, I would make it like, hey, you want to get in the shower with me? And
but out of all of the uncircumcised penis you've had in your mouth, how many times did you have to spit out nasty-tasting shit because of that?
Well, it's like holding your breath.
Never.
Never? You always make sure they're clean?
Yeah, I've sucked a lot of dicks and a lot of uncircumcised ones. Never has there been like a chunk of something that I'm like, ooh, what's this? Look.
But did you have to initiate like, hey, you should go wash before we do this? Or did they take the initiative on their own?
Generally, I duck the guys who shower.
Okay, so you're not...
I mean, every once in a while... See, and if it's like some dirty, you know, in a dive bar bathroom kind of thing.
Well, right. Or like on some random dude on Craigslist or anything that will give you pink eye or something.
Okay, let me explain.
Please.
I have viral pink eye. That's not bacterial. That's like, you know, you saw in the movie Knocked Up, they all got pink eye because they farted on each other's faces.
Right.
This is not that.
Oh, okay.
It's viral. It's. I got some virus. There's nothing I can do.
Do they?
Except I could probably pass it to my other eye myself.
Really? So do they know where it came from initially? Like what?
No, it
started
been
the contact
anywhere. Like, no, it has little, if nothing, to do with like anybody I was intimate with.
Well, what I'm saying is there's a patient zero out there somewhere that has a pink eye dick, and that's probably where you got it from. Patient zero.
No.
Find that shit.
A pink eye. And you know what? Honestly, I don't think generally, I mean, I did get my face down there, but I've never had a dick like in my eye socket or anything.
You've never had a dude try to skull fuck you? I find that hard to believe.
Well, in my mouth, not my eyes.
Well,
socket.
I mean, sometimes when you're fucking the pussy, it slips out and goes in the asshole. I would imagine when you're fucking a face, it would slip out and go up a nose or in an eye. Shit happens.
Yeah, but an eye and a mouth are a lot further apart from each other than an asshole and a pussy.
Well, that's true. But I'm thinking if you got it like upside down, it's a short skip over the nose, bam, right into the eye.
Okay, but I haven't done that in a while.
Well, what the fuck?
I need to fix that.
So, I have a question for you. What does the Lady of the Night of San Francisco get for Christmas? What were your Christmas gifts that you got this year?
Oh, I had a really good Christmas. I had a threesome.
Nice! See? She got a threesome for Christmas. I also asked Santa for a threesome for Christmas. I did not get one.
Well,
you
were denied.
Well, it was two people, a chick I've been fucking and a guy I've been fucking, and I was at the guy's house, we had dinner, and then she and I had a date that night, and I'm like, hey, why don't you just come over here to his house? So the three of us had a lot of fun.
I know
she was way more naughty than I was this year, and that's fucked up. No, her.
Oh.
So
I'm naughty in the good way.
Well, I'm sure Santa knows the difference, right?
I'm sorry, okay. If we have a threesome, we'll have to kill the chick, and that's not something I'm into.
Well, if we have a threesome, it'll happen in Florida, and that'll be that.
No.
Yeah, and Danny doesn't like chicks anyway.
Exactly. I don't like other chicks. They aggravate me, and if I see another chick sucking on your dick, oh, dude, my hand's going through the back of her head.
Well, that's fine. Just wait till I'm done.
No.
Then I'm going to have to tie both you bitches up until you play nice.
Not see, because I'll kill you.
I'll have you tied up before that happens.
You're a little guy, man.
I'm quick like a cat.
I would be careful.
He's a little guy.
I may be little, but I am quick.
And see, you won't be able to have time to have a threesome because I'll be out fishing the entire time, just leaving you alone to do what you
want. Well, then I'll have to find me a couple other chicks, huh?
Well, have at it.
And how are you in the chat wants me to take those jeans off? Why do you want my jeans off? I mean, I guess I could oblige, but...
I don't know.
Huh, that's weird. Are you a dude? Are you gay?
Probably wants to see your penis.
Oh, boy. All right, well, thank you, Shazam. How's everything otherwise? Good?
Let's see. Yeah, other than the pink eye problem, a guy canceled on me a date tonight because... he found my online persona, and I scared him.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I totally, yeah. What did he expect from a hookup on Craigslist? Like,
oh, no, okay, so now, I haven't used Craigslist in a while.
Oh, really?
Now I've been using OkCupid.
Ah, and, for love, of course.
You can look me up if you want.
I might do that. I will do that if I'm down in Frisco.
Yeah, and so I have a picture of my face, and you can read my profile. It's very straightforward. It says what I want, and he's like, so we were supposed to meet tonight at a bar, and then I get, at least he contacted me, without me showing up.
So on your profile, are there links like, here's my blog, randomrimjobs.com, and I also write for this and this and this, or is it totally anonymous, kind of?
No, it's my face. I don't have links on the OkCupid site, but if you have, I don't know, part of a brain, you could figure out how to Google Shazam SF. And
well, right. Come up. But I'm saying there, you don't have big, bold print, whatever we do is going on this blog the day after we do it, that kind of shit.
No, but, I mean, I don't do that anyway. I mean, I talk about the sex, but I don't talk about... You don't know anybody's name unless they've given me explicit permission.
Right.
That's who I've fucked.
Well,
no?
You change the names to protect the innocent or the guilty in this case.
Well, yeah, the ones that are shitty in bed.
Is that what he was worried about then? Do you think it was just, like, too much pressure? Like, fuck, this chick is a fucking animal and she's going to kill me type of thing or what?
I think so. He said something about, like, yeah, he said my online, that he would wilt in the presence of my flamboyant sexuality.
He said, I don't want my wife to find out.
Oh, maybe. I don't care. I don't care. I'll fuck married guys. Doesn't matter to me.
That's right. I'll fuck his wife, too. Bring it on, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that before.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
I do married couples all the time.
You're the official jam hole home wrecker, and I love that.
No. No, I do not want to wreck any homes. I don't want to take anybody's husband. I just want to fuck them.
I want to be able to call you up and be like, yo, here's a home. Go wreck that shit. And, like, bam, you're there wrecking it. That's what I want.
For instance, I would never have been one of, not just the looks reason, but I would never have been one of Tiger Woods' chicks. He was, like, telling them he loved them, and, oh, I want to spend time with you. I'd be like, we fucked, we're done, go away.
But you wouldn't have used that to your advantage? I would have. Fuck, dude. I would have played that shit all night.
I would have done the bullshit of, oh, let's spend time together. And,
no.
And,
oh, fuck that. Yeah, that's retarded.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he felt bad that he couldn't spend, you know, he's read all this shit, and, I feel so bad I can't spend more time with you. It's like, ew. Okay?
Yeah.
You're a married guy, he's available when he's available, he's not when he's not, it's great, it's perfect.
Yeah, and that's what confused me, because usually when married dudes are looking for other chicks, it's to fuck, not to sit and hold and talk to. You know, if they wanted to do that, they have a wife, but
right,
he
exactly.
was like... going at it all fucking weird, and he was like trying to have five different wives, it sounded like, and that's where he fucked up, man.
Yeah, well, and also the kind of chicks that would I fuck married guys. I certainly would never call any wife, and I certainly if I fucked a famous person, I don't think I would go on some, you know, talk show and say, yes, he sent me these texts.
And you have to know, going into this, you are a celebrity and bitches run their mouth. You have to know that a chick, the first thing she's going to do after she's done fucking you is go to her little chicken head friends and be like, oh my God, guess who I just fucked? Tiger Woods. Oh my God. And that's it, dude. Your life is over now.
Yeah, and that's why, you know what? If he was smart,
he would have fucked a mute. If he was smart.
He would have fucked a high-class prostitute.
Or that.
They get paid to be quiet.
That's right. And I mean, as hard as that is for a woman to do, you pay a bitch enough, she'll shut her fucking mouth.
Yeah, well, ugh.
Yeah.
I think he's an idiot.
Oh, well, obviously. All right, well, you got anything else you want to say to everybody?
RandomRimJobs.com. RandomRimJobs.com and all that.
Awesome. Well, thank you much for the call and for setting us straight on the uncircumcised cock action.
Yeah, the answer is showering.
Duh. All right. Thanks, Shazam.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.
The answer is usually showering.
Wash your smelly ass, you fucking disgusting people.
Wash your junk before you hump, okay?
Okay, how are you? Stop private messaging me. I am not the chick that you want to see her underwear. I'm the dude. If you want to private message the chick, her name is Danny.
I am Danny.
Idiot.
I am the chick. I have the
Christ.
Boobs.
Unfucking believable.
That's so awesome. They're
no, mine is
you.
Not uncircumcised because I'm a child of God and I have a clean penis,
a
you
child
disgusting
of God.
Fuck. That's I was talking some shit online somewhere and they're like, well, what if you're wrong and I'm right? And I'm like, well, then I'm still going to heaven, bitch, because I was baptized and I was confirmed. So suck
Boom.
On those nuts. I'm good either way.
Yeah, I'm screwed. So.
Well, that's fine. I'll bring you with me. In the rare event that God just so happens to be real and he was hiding himself from the logical mind he created, then okay. Read the show notes, last episode. Anyway, let's get into this. 50 things that changed our lives in the aughts.
All right, I'm ready.
Was it only a decade ago that a blackberry was a mere summer fruit? That green was, well, a color, and reality TV was that one show sandwiched between music videos on MTV? I think so. There were, of course, huge political and social upheavals that roiled our world in the past decade. A decade I like to call the aughts. You know what I say? Getting knots in the aughts, man. That's
knots
what we do.
In the aughts.
Get naughty in the aughties.
Yeah, no.
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 Don't name it the aughts,
please.
Please
don't.
please. I'm so glad I graduated in 99. But there were also the gradual lifestyle changes that you don't always notice when they're happening, kind of like watching a child grow older or something. Here's an alphabetical look at 50 things that changed our lives since the beginning of the millennium. Number one, airports. Do you remember when you didn't have to take your shoes off before getting on an airplane? I remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
There was a time when I could just roll right in
fucking
and be like,
walk through if you didn't beep, you're good to go.
And
they didn't search your fucking tobacco tin because it had some kind of weird glue on the side.
When Josh, he made a Twitter post that was like, oh, last cigarette before I get on the plane, I had to at reply him and be like, have a nice trip. Hope you remembered to pack your bomb. Just in case. I'm an asshole. Remember when you could bring a bottled drink on board? Terrorism changed all that. You know what terrorism is, right? That made-up thing that the government used to go to Iraq
people,
in
right?
the name of? Right.
Right, right.
Terrorism isn't real. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but yeah.
They blame a lot of shit on it, though.
Alternative medicine. Another big, great, awesome thing that's moved society forward in the aughts. Acupuncture, herbal supplements, and alternative ways of treating cancer are some of the therapies that have made alternative medicine more mainstream than ever. And that is such crap. I love... the leader, Hulda Clark, was the head of homeopathic cancer remedies. Guess what she died from, dude? Fucking cancer! I'm gonna get my medicine from a chick that died of the thing she says she's cured. Okay, that makes sense. So, your book explains how to cure cancer... wait, you died from cancer?
Right, right.
So you just didn't write the book in time? I don't get it. You're an idiot. And if you believe in homeopathic medicine, you're an idiot. Apps. There's an app for that. Gotta love them. The phrase comes from Apple iPhone advertising, but could apply to the entire decade's gadget explosion. From laptops to GPS systems. Want your car to give you directions to mom's house in Chinese or by a French woman named Virginie? What? No,
dude, what?
I don't. There was an app for that.
There's an app for everything.
There is now. They're becoming more ubiquitous in our daily lives. I mean, anything you would need, you can pull up your smartphone and boom, there's an app for
Search
whatever
apps
you want.
And fall deep into the app hole.
I can pull up my Layer app, throw the Twitter layer in there, and find when I'm in town who around me is twittering, and then I can go stalk them. How fucking awesome is that? There is an app
awesome.
For that. Beautiful.
That's pretty awesome.
So, AARP cards for boomers. Some prominent Americans turned 50 this decade. Madonna, Prince, Ellen DeGeneres, the Smurfs, Michael Jackson, who also died at 50. Womp womp. And some prominent early boomers turned 60. Bruce Springsteen and Meryl Streep, for example. That's so weird, like, because when I grew up, those people were, like, at the height of their careers. They were young, they were gorgeous, they were buff, and now, like, I'm watching them wither away and die before my very own eyes, like they've been living in surrogates
their
whole...
It's like
I'm
looking at Cameron Diaz.
It's so crazy, right?
She's, like, 30-something now, and I look at her, and I've seen clips of her without makeup, like, up to date, and it's like, whoa, dude. You know, you're not ugly or anything, but holy shit, you're just older.
Wow. It's crazy because these people are made to look like they never age. And now it's like, man, you could put all the makeup you want on that bitch. She's getting old, dude.
Yeah.
Aging. Again, nobody seemed to look their age anymore. Clothes for 50-year-old women started looking more like clothes for 18-year-olds.
Whores.
Tweens looked more like teens. Long hair was popular for all ages. And in many ways, women's fashion seemed to morph into one single age group under the category of slut. Blog. This was something you never heard about back in the day, was, what's a blog? Well, it's a journal. Okay, queer. Now everyone's doing it. I'm doing it. Fuck it. I blog, you blog, he blogs. How did we spend our time before blogging? A lot more jerking off. I mean, just personally, that's what I was doing.
What?
Before blogging, I was jerking off.
Okay.
There are more than 100 million of these weblogs out there in cyberspace. Blackberries, considered essential by corporate CEOs and moms planning playdates, now pretty much are all crap because we've evolved past the BlackBerry.
Right.
BlackBerry's still kept the same thing, and we've gotten a little better than that, I'd like to think.
BlackBerry came out a while ago. Yeah, they were just been the same ever since.
I remember the Treo was the smartphone to have back in the mid to late 90s. The Treo 650 was the bomb shit, running a Linux OS. You could PuTTY, all that shit. But now, fuck, dude, the Droid or the iPhone are the two to have right now, it seems like.
Yeah.
Introduced in 02, Ought 2. Excuse my fucking face. Introduced back in Ought 2. The smartphone version is now used more than 28 million people, according to its maker, Research in Motion, or RIM job, as I like to call them. Book clubs, thanks in part to Oprah Winfrey. Big ol' fat Oprah tits. Yes! The decade saw not only a profusion in book discussion clubs, but a growing reliance on them by publishers. Wow, you mean you've actually got people that listen to your show that know how to read? That blows my mind a little bit. Cable. Cable 24-hour news made the evening network news seem quaint. Cable dramas reaped Emmys, and at decade's end, even Oprah was making the move to cable, which she is now done with, hopefully.
Dude, fuck cable. You just...
I know.
Your torrent
I mean,
site,
we
dude.
Have cable, but, you know, not the TV kind. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Hey, Bresnan, stop sending me shit in the mailbox telling me to sign up for your service. I already have your service. Okay?
They probably want you to get, like, fucking cable
no,
TV.
No, it's for internet service.
Really?
I would understand if it was like, okay, you have internet, now you should probably get TV. But it's like... Dear subscriber, you should get internet. I'm going to write them back and be like,
internet.
Dear ISP, I already have it. Go fuck yourself. Make it faster, please. Cameras, remember those trips to get film developed? Do you remember that? Did you ever do that?
To get film developed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do that. And I always thought it was weird when we would, you know, if you were maybe getting a little naughty at night and... You took some pictures, and you'd always, like, send someone else in to pick them up because you were embarrassed to and shit. But now we have digital shit, man. Everyone's got a camera on them at all times. You can't do any dumb shit without getting it caught on
film.
Oh,
hell no.
And that's awesome.
Oh, hell no.
It's making people step up their games, dude. If you know that there's a slim to great possibility that you're being recorded right now, you're going to be on the top of your fucking game at all times.
Which you should
fucking be anyways. This is, we're going into 20 fucking 10 and you're still going outside not bringing your A game? What the fuck?
Which, Jamholians, could you please get us that pinhole camera?
Yes, please. Thejamhole.com. Check out the wish list. It's the ThinkGeek one down the page on the right.
Yes, because I could probably sue my boss. Please get that.
Oh, God. Nope. Even your grandmother has a digital camera, and she's probably emailing you photos right now or uploading them to a photo sharing site. Celebrity culture. Celebrity magazines fed a growing obsession with celebrities and the everyday minutiae of their lives, unfortunately. By decade's end, we were still obsessed, though Britney Spears and Angelina Jolie had ceded many covers to reality stars like John and Kate Gosselin. Cool, guys, you made your fame by fucking a bunch and just having kids every time you fucked.
Woot.
Woo! Way to go, America! Yeah! Fucking retards. Celebrity websites like TMZ took hold mid-decade. Thank you for that. Cell phones are now used by more than 85% of the U.S. population. And for some have replaced landlines entirely. Show of hands, who has landlines still? We don't.
I was like, oh, wait.
No, we just have cells. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone?
No.
On the downside, they've made cheating on a spouse more difficult. Just ask Tiger Woods. Oh, dick for this fucking guy.
That's fucked.
That's a low blow, you son of a bitch. And it wasn't the cell phone's fault that Tiger Woods was a fucking idiot, okay? You can't sue Droid or Google or Verizon because you made poor choices on who you're cheating with.
Doug has a landline.
Well, Doug, you're old.
Hooray you.
Chefs. Chefs are hot. The Food Network, whose viewership tripled this decade. Now ask yourself why. In a nation filled with big old fat fucks, what kind of network would be really popular? Maybe a network about stuffing your big fat faces? Yay! I can watch food all the time.
Woohoo!
That's what we need. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, no, let's not.
You are ruining this world. Thank you for that, Food Network, and
I don't know,
celebrity
Food Network
culture
is kinda cool sometimes.
And Oprah, and
as long as they don't make it into like a reality thing where they're like, so like today I went and did this thing,
please,
and
please.
My girlfriend's girlfriend totally gave me this recipe.
MDS says, you mean chiefs? Nope, I mean chefs. Oh, fuck. How can you triple your viewership in the past decade? They reeled in viewers with high-voltage personalities, including Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay, Emeril Lagasse, and Giada De Laurentiis. What?
Rachel Ray is a joke.
Thank you. Meryl Streep starred in a cinematic tribute to the late Julia Child. Yeah, that was that Julie and Julia movie. That was actually all right.
It was okay. Very unhappy with the ending, but it was okay.
Another writer couldn't figure out how to end his fucking movie?
Well, it was based on a true story, and usually the truth is worse than making a lie. So, whatever.
Willy Goat says, we elected Bush twice and watched reality TV. Great decade. I know, right? Yeah! Let's hear it for Bush and reality TV. You
right?
Fucking retards. Ask me why the world's going to hell in a fucking handbag. Because you guys are retarded.
Doug also says Rachel Ray is the Antichrist.
No, we are giving birth to the Antichrist. Right. But
We're working on that.
We are working on that. Right. You know, if everyone just listened to the Jam Hole, I think the world would be okay. We could fix things.
Maybe.
We could fix things. I think we could.
I don't know.
One day, we will fix things. On my own private island. Connectivity, as in we're all expected to be connected wirelessly all the time. Boss emails you on a Sunday, better fucking answer unless you're off in Antarctica. You have no excuse. And that's true, man. The more we develop this technology, the more ubiquitous the fucking connectivity is. The broadband, the Wi-Fi, everywhere, man. We're constantly receiving a stream of information to our pockets, to our headsets, to our fucking brains at all times. And I fucking love it. I feed on that shit, dude.
Of course you do.
I feed on it. My brain needs it.
If you were disconnected for more than like 3 hours, I think you'd kill yourself.
All right. So,
honestly,
there's a bunch more of this list, but I guess you guys are over it. So I'm just going to real quick go down the line here, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thejamhole.com if you want to read what about cougars. Crocs, dancing, dating, DVRs, embarrassment, entertainment, Facebook, fat, foodie, going green, Google, GPS, helicopter parenting, information overload, instant gratification, iPods, life coaches, musicals, Netflix, organic, pregnancy chick, reality TV. Whoa, pregnancy chick? If you've got it, flaunt it. That was the new ethos of the pregnancy experience, with chic clothes that emphasize the bulging belly, personal pregnancy photos, and endless coverage of celebrity pregnancies. Facebook status update, I'm having a baby. Here's the picture of it. Die. If you do that, die. You and your baby both. Reality TV, recession chic. Retro chic, sexting, Starbucks, tattoos, texting, TV screens, tween culture, Twitter, Uggs. What the fuck is the Uggs?
They're boots.
Okay. The Wii. Wikipedia, yoga, YouTube. All things that have helped our lives evolve in a positive way, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I really don't use any of that shit too much, so.
Well, I do because it's, yes, thank you, Shazam, chic, not chick. Appreciate that. Not only is she the sex police, she is also the grammar Nazi.
She is a grammar Nazi.
But she has to be. You gotta keep my shit on point, bitches. Got to. If you don't keep me in check, nobody will. All right, well, I got a couple news stories here before we call it an evening. What's the time, please?
1:08.
Okay, perfect. So, when you had a cyst, right?
I had a tumor.
Oh, it was a tumor. If you guys are new, go to thejamhole.com/Vimeo. You can see the full 30-minute documentary we made about it. Or if you're new and you're not subscribed, go to thejamhole.com. Click the big old iPod button. That'll subscribe you in iTunes. You'll get the video on the feed there. But at any point in your life carrying this cyst / tumor, did you think it was a baby?
No.
Were you like, man, I might be pregnant?
No.
Okay, well, this woman did. She had a 17-pound cyst and she thought it was a baby, but then she went to the doctor and, well, this is so awesome.
Well, if it's 17 pounds, holy fuck.
A woman learns a bump in her belly is not a baby, but a threat to her health.
Doug says, and the winner for best performance in a tumor video is Danny! Woo! I was really hoping for that nomination. I didn't think I would win, but thank you to everyone out there who supported me. I'm very grateful.
Speech.
Yeah, no. No, I'm good.
Okay, so while Janet Delaney was frequently asked about her due date, she was not pregnant. Nay, she was just a big fat fuck. And on top of being a big fat fuck, and I'll post this in the show notes on thejamhole.com because you have to see.
Is there a picture of
there's
her?
A nice side profile of her.
Does she
big
look
old
prego?
It looks like a fucking eclipse. It's disgusting. Not a Mitsubishi,
a total
but like
eclipse of the heart,
the sun and the moon and the this and the that, and her fat just bleh. It's gross.
Does she look prego?
She was not. Yeah, no, she just looks really fat. But rather, she was carrying an ovarian cyst that had grown to 17 pounds by the time it was finally identified and removed.
Ugh.
How would you let it get that big, dude? Could you imagine? You'd be like, yo, take this out at like 8 pounds.
Right.
At like 5 pounds. I'm
dude,
like, yo,
mine was giving me all sorts of problems.
Take it out or I'll do it for you. For me. For all of us. That's fucked up, dude.
Lord Zenu.
He is actually Zenu? The god of Scientology.
Right. He wants to know if we named my tumor. Yes, his name was Paul.
Paul.
I named it before I even had him taken out.
That's right. So, according to UK press reports, doctors told Delaney that her symptoms stemmed from irritable bowel syndrome. Being a big old fat cow, dubious, Delaney demanded an ultrasound, which revealed that the bump was not a fetus. But a cyst. You must be very proud, ma'am.
Right.
Tests on the cyst showed it was borderline cancerous, but surgeons have told Delaney they managed to remove it all and that she probably not need further treatment. Boy, see, I bet she didn't make a documentary out of getting her shit removed.
No, because
right.
Maybe she was made a fool of because she's
that's
an idiot.
Our shit.
Well, that and the fact that she's like, I think I'm pregnant. I'm going to name my baby this and that, and I'm going to go ahead and have a baby shower and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not fat. I'm just pregnant. My due date's coming up real soon. Yeah, so she was just insane, basically.
Could you imagine, like, you're having the...
I ain't fat. I'm pregnant.
Yeah, right. No, you're fat.
Yeah, you're fat.
All right, well, moving on here. You know how the saying goes, women are awful drivers, among other things?
Sure.
Okay, well, apparently in China, this is a huge problem. So what they've done is made a separate parking area just for women, right?
Do what?
They made a women-only car park. This is so great.
Like, you have expecting mother spaces and
no, no, no. This
spaces.
Is totally just women suck at driving, so here, park here. It's all
Are the spaces
padded.
Like fucking
well,
10 feet wide?
Yes, and they're padded. Everything is padded, so they can just bump into shit like they normally would. That's so great. A shopping center in China's Hebei province has built a car park with wider spaces that it says is designed especially to suit women drivers. The women-only car park in Shenzhen City is also painted in pink and light purple to appeal to retarded feminine tastes. Official Wang Zhangdong told AFP News Agency the car park was meant to cater to women's, quote, strong sense of color and different sense of distance. Now, see,
serious?
Women have a different sense of distance than guys do. What guys see as real distance, women exaggerate. So when a dude sees it's 5 feet between my bumper and the car in front of me, women see 10 feet, they go 8, and boom, they hit stuff.
All right, now I have an excuse for that, because I am farsighted, so I do...
And a woman. You are just... you should never drive.
Well, no. I make up for it, dude. I'm totally fine with it. It's no big deal. I got used to it. I was born with this fucking
Lord
handicap.
Lord Zenu says, especially the Koreans.
All right, because they got slanty eyes.
Yeah, open your fucking eyes, and you'd have depth perception.
What was that? Was it an episode?
I don't
can't
make
remember.
Fun of me, because my eyes are round, because I can see. I can judge depth and distance.
There was
just
some episode
fine.
Where they put tape on their eyes, and like, I can drive so much better now.
Oh,
what the fuck
great.
Was that?
I think
it was awesome.
South Park, wasn't it?
South Park. It
Probably.
Was either that or Family Guys.
Yeah, it was, yeah. it was probably Family Guy. That's
but like
so
because
awesome.
I'm farsighted, I see things further away anyway, so I overjudge for the distance between me
and
the
car.
And
then being
car.
A woman on top of that, fuck.
No, I'm just, you know,
only
I was
China,
raised
right?
with dudes, so
right,
that doesn't
okay.
count.
And that helped you drive better, right?
Yes.
And walk on ice. How many times have you taken a spill on the ice so far?
Since when?
Since it was icy this year?
Twice
now.
Two-ish.
Which is so funny because I watch
you
walk. You
just run and fucking slide. You're
and
like,
you
woo!
Go so slow. You're like an old lady. And I'm
so
like,
scared.
I'm running and shit like a graceful fucking ice skater. And she's like taking little baby steps. And then all of a sudden she's on her fucking ass. I'm like,
I'm so scared.
Wow, dude.
I'm so scared of ass.
You are not graceful at
no,
all.
No, like I said when I walked in, I said, I'm about as graceful as a newborn giraffe.
And I was like, why? Did you fall again? And she's
yes.
like, yeah.
Fuck off, dude.
Back to the story here. The parking bays are 1 meter wider than normal spaces. The Wang Chang Ching Chong Shopping Center also installed signs and security monitoring equipment that corresponded more to women's needs. Like big, giant, pastel, bright, fucking retard
signs. Neon sign. Things that say, sale over here. Yeah. I hate
women. Oed in your chat says, you look like your pussy smells.
What?
I don't know. Does it? Does your pussy smell?
It says censored, so I'm not even sure
I'm
going to
say
pussy,
he says.
And you fucking write back, it does. You dick.
Well,
fuck
watch
you.
Your chat. See, I love that. Guys on Ustream that have never put their penis in anything besides their own hand. Like, they see a chick and they're like, oh, I don't even know what to say to her. I'll make fun of her, because that's what they like, right? You're an idiot. The Global Times website says female parking attendants have been trained to help guide women drivers into their parking spaces with big, giant, glowing sticks. They're like, dude, it's like parking a 747, dude. He's like, dude. God, she's got like this small little car.
Oh, dude, he says you make fun of Asians, so fuck you.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
you
learn how to
Asian?
Fucking drive. Open your fucking eyes, Ching Chong.
If you don't fucking like it, dude, you've been in this chat room for over the past 20 minutes.
I'm not.
Eat shit
it's
or
not,
get out of my chat room.
I'm not the country that had to make a separate fucking retard driving spot for women because they suck at driving on top of being Asian, Ching Chong Chang. So suck on those nuts. Thank you. That's so awesome. The bays also have extra lighting because, as we all know, women are blind, especially Asian women. Driving in China is a dangerous activity because their eyes are so small. With more than 200 deaths in road accidents each day last year. What?
Wow.
200 deaths per day? Is that right?
Don't they have a driving course they have to pass and stuff?
Why are you even driving still? You guys should just have those fucking rickshaws and shit, man. That's fucked up, dude. Well, I'm glad China's actually doing something about it. All right, well, moving on here. Georgia. What is going on, Georgia?
Georgia. I love me some Georgia.
Georgia seems to have misplaced its sex offenders, perhaps? Like, maybe keep those guys on wraps. Like, I need to know where you're at all times because
right,
you like
right.
to finger little kids' buttholes and shit, okay? So,
like,
let's
post no candy here on Halloween.
Darien, Georgia. Timothy Paul Hitchcock sought a diverse audience as a popular radio personality. Uh-oh. Off the air, however, the three-time convicted sex offender targeted a specific demographic. What would you say his targeted demographic is? Off air. I'll give you a hint. They're young.
Boys?
Children?
Children, boys?
Nice, dude. Nice. Brunswick native Hitchcock moved to McIntosh County shortly after being released February 13th from federal prison, where he served 9 years of a 10-year sentence for trying to seduce a 10-year-old Brunswick boy over the internet. That is so hit-a-had-a-heard-a. Thank you, Willie Goat. Hit-a-heard-a-had-a-heard-a-had-a. Why are you seducing 10-year-olds over the internet, weird fuck? Like, that blows my mind. And then, why did you, judge, only give him 10 years for doing that? Like, kill him, please?
Because maybe he was doing the same thing in his own basement. He's like,
maybe
hey,
the boy was seducing him. You don't
dude.
Know. Those little 10-year-olds are whores, man.
He's like, dude, I totally understand.
10 is the new 17.
Got to make an extra buck in this economy,
the
odds, man.
The naughty oddies, as I like to call them.
Dude, that's so
That's what they should have named it. Ask me next time
the
before you
oddies.
Name something. The naughty oddies, okay? No. Scant 3 months later, Hitchcock, he has cock in his name, thank you, was back in court on the decade-old case. He wanted fewer restrictions while serving 3 years of probation. Oh, I'm sorry, sex offender, weird, creepy old fuck. I must have missed the part where the people that are in jail actually get to write their own rules. That makes sense, right? So if I could have fewer restrictions and two boys delivered every day? No? How about one? Just one? No? Okay. Instead of easing up, Senior U.S. District Judge Anthony Alamo reinforced a key condition. Alamo ordered Hitchcock to undergo treatment for sex offenders, including submitting to random polygraph tests, court records showed, and he ordered Hitchcock to pay for it. He'd like hook him up to the machine. Were you thinking about little boys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No. I mean, no. Damn
Fuck,
it.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
Okay,
can we do
on.
It over?
I'm
Mulligan.
So nervous.
Mulligan. Mulligan.
I'm gonna, okay. Let's start over. Were you thinking about touching little boys?
No. Oh, shit. Let me try again.
The 15-minute hearing, May 11th, was the next to last time law enforcement authorities knew where this freaky weirdo was. Hitchcock, 49, disappeared after May 25th, the day county sheriff's deputies verified he was living on Black Road Extension on the outskirts of Darien. Quote, "We know he crossed the border into Mexico a few days after he absconded from us," sheriff's office said. "We don't know where in Mexico he is." Good, guys, good. "Because there is very little cooperation between Mexico and the United States." Huh, I wonder why that. You mean to tell me Mexico, our beautiful SA neighbors to the south, aren't cooperating with us? Wonder why that might be. Huh, interesting. Hitchcock is among 441 chomos, rapists, and other sex offenders statewide that Georgia law enforcement authorities just can't seem to find. Oops.
Oops.
I know we had a whole pile of sex offenders here. Where'd they go? Oops.
I just kind of, I don't,
actually, though,
I think I left them in the other room.
As long as they're all going to Mexico, like, I'm cool with that. Whatever. Get them out of here. That's fine. Don't let them come back in.
Right.
No, okay? You need to be Mexican citizens for a while. Go fuck their little kids. Just leave ours alone. Thank you.
Hey, OEDD or whatever in my chat room.
Oh, the Asian? The little Asian faggot?
Says, if you want to be funny, fart in the other guy's face to shut him the fuck up.
That's
so fucking funny. Oh, why don't you try doing this shit, you faggot motherfucker?
Ask me why I think Asians are retarded.
Right.
Ask
right.
me.
Why?
Because they make stupid comments like that.
Right, right, okay. right. And they troll Ustream looking
right,
for anything
right.
to do.
This motherfucker probably programmed
Ustream. You have nothing
Ustream.
Better to do with your fucking life than to come into my chat room and talk shit about
hey,
my show.
We have
eat
nothing better to
ass.
Do. Yeah, eat some ass.
But we do this every
because
Monday,
Wednesday,
Friday.
Because we have nothing better to do either.
No, because we are dedicated.
That's right.
And we have integrity.
Don't mistake my dedication for boredom, you motherfucker.
Right.
Don't ever do that.
I know that I have to be
I
here.
Watch Steven Seagal's Lawman when I'm bored.
Right,
I podcast because I love to do it. Lord Xenu has a good point. Can't we tag them like pound dogs? Why? Why not? We tag fucking animals and shit. Why the fuck not? I say ARFID, tag those fuckers. Or like cows, dude. Just brand them, tag them, let them go.
Yeah.
Send them to Mexico. That is a I cannot think of a better fucking country to send all of our chomos than Mexico.
They have like the tattoos like,
or Australia
on their arm.
Yeah, done.
It's like, are you a sex offender? Yeah, I'm number
so
nine,
that
nine, zero,
fucking
zero,
sucks for Georgia. Hey, Georgia, hire better cops and maybe stop losing all of the chomos. Okay, okay. All right, moving on here. A waitress hit a had hurta. This is in Cincinnati here. A waitress who alleges she was accused of being a thief and strip searched by her boss has fucking sued his ass. She sued him. Angie Carter filed the suit Monday in Hamilton County Common Pleas Court against her boss, Lucy. And Lucy's Diner.
What
is
this suit for?
For
Why?
Making her get naked.
Nice.
Carter alleges she was a waitress at the Reading Road restaurant.
Did someone call in and say that there was something going to be on fire or some shit? You have to go outside and get naked.
No, this was way better than that.
Okay, okay. That was a cool prank.
Right, that was a good prank. This was just awesome, though. She was alleges she was a waitress at the Reading Road restaurant September 20th when Gabbard accused her of stealing between $100 to $150. Carter denied it and allowed Gabbard to go through her purse, pockets, and apron, and when no money was found, insisted that she call the police. Instead, Gabbard demanded Carter accompany her to the bathroom, where Gabbard insisted Carter raise her bra to see if money was hidden there. Is this like a serious lesbian owner?
I don't think they can do that.
She did. And well, that's why she's
getting...
Well,
you can, like, grab your bra and, like, pull it away from yourself without actually showing boobies and just, like, shake it out. Like,
but she's, that's the point. She's a big dyke, and now she's getting sued because of it.
Huh.
Carter was humiliated.
I just want to see boobies, please.
Huh? Carter was humiliated and did not want to expose herself this way. But defendant Lucy angrily insisted, telling Carter that she would lose her job if she refused. Show me the titties or you're out of here! I got a list of applications with 100 other bitches that'll come in here titties out just to work. That's why bad bitches be needing jobs. They're just walking in titties out. Here's my application. Here's my resume.
Dude, I didn't titties walk out. In titties out of the KB. Dude.
And that's why you're a fucking dishwasher.
Fuck
Let
you.
This be a lesson
Fuck
to you.
You.
Next time you apply at a place, titties out. Right, guys? Fucking A.
Then it won't be taken seriously as a cook. They'll be like, yeah, right.
And you are now?
No.
Well, titties out. That's all I'm saying. Titties out.
Yourself.
You want to make the big bucks, titties out. Gabbard also told Carter to unbutton her pants and belt and take her shoes off. All right. Finding nothing, Gabbard went back to the cash register to again count. She insisted Carter stole money, the suit alleges. Carter again asked that police be called. Gabbard said, uh-uh, I'm the police here. And she took Carter back to the bathroom again, where she instructed her to strip naked. God, this is making my dick so hard. Fuck yeah. That's when, the suit alleges, Gabbard lifted Carter's breasts to check for money. Hey, do you got any money under those titties?
No.
Can
Not
you
even
lift
invested
them up?
In these titties.
Can you lift them up?
Yeah.
I need to make sure there's no money in there.
You got a crane.
defendant Lucy then squatted down and moved Carter's legs apart with her hands and closely examined her private parts between her legs.
Oh.
And look
cavity
close.
Search. Don't stop till you reach the back of her teeth.
And look closely at her posterior, the suit notes. You know what she found? You know what she didn't find?
What?
Money. No money.
What did she find?
I don't
Poop?
Know. A butthole,
probably.
And a pussy.
Right.
Carter once again insisted that police be called. When they arrived, they did not charge her. 2 days later, Carter was fired, resulting, the suit alleges, in her losing all of her belongings and becoming homeless. You should have just showed her the titties. That's all. You would have still had your job. But you know what? I bet she's going to make bank off of this.
I bet she was like a really nasty, disgusting fucking... Like,
I don't know, dude. Would you...
Are you stealing my money, girl?
Spread them out.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Fucking some creepy ass lady. It's like...
Carter's suit seeks in excess of $25,000, alleging defamation, civil assault, invasion of privacy, and infliction of emotional distress. It also accuses the restaurant, which was supposed to pay her $4 an hour plus tips, of never paying her a salary. Wow, dude, that's a keeper right there. How much do you make? $4 an hour? Fuck yeah. That's retirement money right there. That's good stuff, man. That is retirement money. Fuck yeah. All right, and the last story to end off the night here. Are you ready for sad kittens?
No.
A 20-year-old in our most fucked up state, Florida, threatened to cut a cat in half during an argument Monday morning.
Why would you do that?
Because
that chick must have fucked up something bad.
Are you arguing over the cat? Because that's how Pharaoh solves shit. If two women were arguing over a baby, Pharaoh would just cut that fucker in half, be like, here you go, now get the fuck out. Unless you come in titties out.
OEDD, the Asian dude in the chat.
Oh, please.
In my chat, says, you look like you were molested by your uncle, and now you dress like a slob to scare all men away.
Nice,
actually,
dude.
Actually,
nice,
dude.
I thought Asians were smart, faggot.
I'm lazy and I don't even like to wear booby shirts.
Come
because
back.
Because everybody wanted me to wear one and because it actually pulls people in.
Oh.
Like your stupid ass right now.
Oh.
I do sometimes wear a booby shirt to pull more
listeners.
Oh,
he's got jokes. I would give you a dollar for a table dance and expect some change back. Oh, are you Jewish or Asian, faggot?
You're a fag.
Get out of here. No, really.
I want to ban him, but it's really amusing.
Done.
It's amusing.
I banned him.
You did not.
I don't have time for that kind of shit, especially at the end of the show.
You totally did ban him, didn't
fucking
you?
Fucking A. I don't
no,
fuck
you didn't.
Around with that shit.
Oh, no. Morph.
Oh, I did. Trust me. I don't fuck around with that shit.
Well, there's somebody else already in there.
I have no tolerance for Asians at this point in time in my life. No time for Asians. Cut the Cat in Half. A report states that Mark P. Luft was awakened at 6:30 a.m. by a 17-year-old girl who lives in the house, which made him angry. Now, I'm going to tell you that if you wake me up at 6:30, I'm definitely cutting your cat in half. Don't wake me up at 6:30. You're 17.
Dude.
The only reason you should be awake at 6:30 is sucking me off back to sleep. That's it. That's all. Otherwise, go feed the cat, shut the fuck up until it's time for me to actually wake up. Okay? The teen, see, if she would have came in, titties out. What did we learn today? Titties out. That's all I'm saying. This never would have happened.
And I got a dumb shit in my chat room.
Of course. There's
like
dumb shits in every chat room. That's the essence of what a chat room
it's
is.
It's so funny, though, because I actually never really dress like that.
I know.
I don't go
that's
out like
for
this.
Me.
Fuck that.
That's for me. She
that's
has
for
to
you
dress
guys.
Like this an hour before we fuck just so I can get my dick hard enough to put it in that tight little twat of hers. I'll tell you what. So the teen told deputies that Luft pushed her and tried to strangle her, which would be a common reaction, again, if you wake me up at 6:30 in the morning.
You die!
And then said he was, of course, going to cut their cat in half and give her half of it. See? He is a pharaoh. He knows. Luft took a knife from a kitchen drawer and walked toward the patio where the kitty cat was, but the teen blocked him, the report said. She told deputies she threw a glass ashtray at him and tried to pack her bags to leave. You don't leave me. No, that's not how this works. You're 17 and I'm 20. You don't ever leave me. If you leave me, I won't kill myself. I'll fucking kill you. Luft took the bags from her and locked them in his car, of course. The relationship between Luft and the victim was not available. Let's see. What do you think, guys? 17-year-old slut
Step
living with the 20-year-old guy. That's
Step.
His girlfriend, idiot.
How old was the dude?
20.
Oh.
He's fucking her.
How old's the girl?
17. Wow, dude.
What?
Pay attention. Fuck.
I
know you're
with a young chick.
I know you're a woman and it's hard to focus for so long, but fuck, dude, try.
Fuck off.
The cat was not injured, luckily. Luft is charged with domestic battery and remained at the Land O'Lakes Buttersweet Cream jail on Tuesday without bail.
Woo-hoo.
Of course. Thank you so much, MDS, for sending that story in. I love a sad kitten story. Sad kitten story actually made it through okay. Lord Xenu says, that would make a great lolcat post. I can has stitches? I can has half? Yes, you can. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Besides the fact that everyone that has entered my chat room besides Love Child 1 is a
bag.
Complete idiot and can't read the fucking chat topic to go to the right goddamn site. Hey, another round of applause for Love Child 1.
Love Child! Listener of the night. Beautiful.
Fucking A, dude.
Thank
Even though he
that.
Has constantly hit on me in my chat room.
That's
but
fine.
Anyway,
that's
it's not
what
a big
it's
deal.
There for.
I don't
Love
care.
Child, you give me great hope in the future of our world.
Yes, please.
And I appreciate
please,
that. For that, I really appreciate you.
I've got six people in my chat room right
that's
now.
That's fine. Go to thejamhole.com/forums if you want to be a member of our message boards. All the other shit is at thejamhole.com. You can leave us a message for the next episode, which will be Wednesday at 406-204-4687 or Skype thejamhole, of course. Email us info@thejamhole.com. All the shit's on thejamhole.com/Twitter or YouTube or Stumble or Facebook or Tumblr or whatever the fuck. Just look around. I made some changes on the site. If you can read, definitely check out the show notes for Monday's or Friday's show. Mondays aren't done yet because that's what I'll do tomorrow.
Right.
But yeah, it's just a little something that needed to be said. So I said it. Why the fuck not, right?
Why the fuck not?
Why
that's
the
what we do
fuck?
Here.
That's what we do here. We say
things. We
have
no filter.
No.
Pop filters.
Well, there's pop filters, but that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, pop filters so
that's
we
all.
Don't go...
Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Fuck,
are you ready
dude.
To get out of here?
Yeah, check out the documentary video at thegemhole.com/YouTube or /Vimeo. You can watch the whole thing. Just make sure you're subscribed, rate us, review us. Thegemhole.com/vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley /donate. If we made you laugh at least once, you know. Give us some change. I know you guys got some spare change in your fucking PayPal accounts. We would really appreciate that. Other than that, we will talk to you guys Wednesday. Holla!
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.